Well, the way technologists love to think about this is in terms of new problems to solve, new mountains to climb. But the social side of this that's interesting is that the robots get only better at everything they do today and only cheaper. So today they can do routine mental activities, they can do some routine physical things that humans do. But the problem is, in a week they'll do more. A week after that, even more. There's no boundary. There's no special stopping point when robots just won't get better and cheaper than humans. So take any job you want, draw a line into the future, and there will come a day when a robot can do that job cheaper than a human. And there's simply no way for us to stop that dark side of technological progress.
So it sounds like we have a right to be worried that maybe we're being naive, but hasn't that always been the way with evolution? I mean, aren't people always afraid of change, that it's going to somehow take away their lifestyle until we figure out a way to adopt around it? Is there a reason for us to believe that as humans we will not be able to adopt around this change?
It's true that, you know, we're often afraid of innovation and evolution, and the important thing about innovation in general is that when we innovate, when we create new job categories, new product categories, we often end up creating new kinds of jobs in the future, and that's a good long view. The problem is the rapid pace at which robots and computers are getting better, faster, and cheaper. It's much, much quicker than the rate at which we can innovate new kinds of jobs and new kinds of products.